Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. Thank you, God, all the praise and all the glory. He's worthy to be praised. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our jobs and our homes.
I want to welcome you to the Tony Gill Show tonight on a Sunday evening. Well, I guess tonight will be Pastor Dew from Chicago, also Vincent Leslie with his new saxophone CD single, and also will be dropping by WJOC 106.5.net, Mr. Tracy Williams himself. Well, Grace, I want to thank you all for listening. Always listening to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank everyone for always listening to our show and always supporting us. We have a great people listening. We want to always thank you. So we're going to be right back. And here is one from Request Line. I like this song myself. It's from Sean Mack out of Houston, Texas. They call this any minute now. Thank you. We'll be right back.
I don't know what you're going through, but God said, Sean Mack, tell him that it's going to be all right. Any minute now. Listen here. When the doctor said there's no more he can do, when the pink slip and the eviction notice is looking at you, your children keep asking you, what are you gonna do? You hold them close and pray that God comes through. You can't sleep, tossing, turning, worrying, wondering will this madness ever end? Feels like you've lost your way and darkness replaced your day. Have no fear, God understands the language of tears. Prayer, yeah. When God catches your tears, just know that He will bear. He's our refuge and our strength, praise and help in trouble. He will be there.
Yo, it's your boy Bam Bam, the voice. You know every Sunday evening I'm rocking with my man Tony Gill on the Tony Gill Show, holding all the best interviews, music, authors, and comedians around the globe. Holla back!
Yeah, Kashira.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a great day. people may not understand why I lift my hands and why I say amen and why I do my dance. I may not be driving fancy cars or hanging with the stars. Ain't got that house on the hill, see, that may feel thrill, but I know the man of faith, and I know he can. I know he's there, he's everywhere. I can feel him in my hands, I feel him in my feet, so excuse me, move on. People may not understand why I sing for you,
and
why I live for you,
and
why I long for you, just like the deer that panted after the water.
For you. to give you the sun and the moon. Take long vacations, block out the month of June. I want to show you what this life's about. One that's full of prosperity, no lack of doubt. I want to put a smile on your face and learn about this man who gave us amazing grace. I want to show you I have good intentions. My ambition is to change the world. Come and share my vision. Let me be the shoulder you lean on. If it don't measure up, I'll be the one you count on. Independent, I like the fact you got your own. But every king needs a queen to share his throne with. This ain't the draft, but you're my first pick. I'm no superhero, but will you be my sidekick? For better, for worse, for richer, for poor, I will love you more.
I'm
Yo, it's your boy Bam Bam, the voice. You know every Sunday evening I'm rocking with my man Tony Gill on the Tony Gill Show, holding all the best interviews, music, authors, and comedians around the globe. Holla back!
The best hit music. Every time you turn us on.
Every time you turn us on, there's another hit song coming on.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God. And it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands.
Dr. Gerald Dew out of Chicago. Andy, I've got some church up there. Also, we have Vincent with us tonight. Bless the Vincent. All right, we'll be right back.
Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonder, maybe cause to perform. God is going to bless you. But just holding on. It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Come and change your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles. Move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles.
I'm a move of God.
Hold on.
All right, that was the Pastor Norman Hutchins with A Move of God is on the Way. Well, thank you again for listening to the show. Always happy to have you all there on the chat room. Or you can always listen to the show online at www.blogtalkradio.com/TGill. You can always listen to all our shows that are recorded. Because we record all our shows, you can always go back in the archives and listen to them over and over and over again. And also, you can also listen by phone. You don't have to be a guest unless you want to be a guest. You can call in at 347-884-9485. 347-884-9485. But if you want to be a guest or you want to have something to say to one of our guests, you have to press the number one because so many people be listening. We can't just have everybody come on at one, you know, we don't know who they are. So be careful about that. So thank you again for being here. We got our guest. I've been on Pastor Duke for a long time out of Houston, Texas. Now he's in Chicago at the Antioch Baptist Church in Chicago. A great man of God, a great church. He's coming to Houston to do a revival. Also, I'm going to get a chance to meet Bishop Vincent Leslie tonight, too, who's going to be on saxophone player as well as a pastor himself. So get a chance to put them together and meet them. But first, we're going to bring on Pastor Gerald Du of Chicago. Pastor Du, how you doing tonight?
Good evening, Tony Gill. Listen, man, I am blessed just thanking God for his goodness, grace, and glory and the great outpouring of his spirit as we shared today at the Antioch Church. Had a great time with the Fellowship of the Saints, sharing his word full and free. And God added to the church, and the saints rejoiced. I'm just blessed. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, people want to people just text right now in the chat room and say, can you get them a little bit of that message you did this morning? Just maybe a couple of minutes, maybe one or two. I don't know. Somebody out there somebody just asked, so I got to ask you. Would you share a minute? Just a minute.
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23, where Moses is pronouncing blessings on the tribes as they stand at the threshold of entering the land of promise. And he says to Naphtali that he would be filled with the favor of God and with the blessings of God. And so we just talked about full and free. And so God just really blessed on today. And so I just want to say to those that are listening, those of us that belong to God, God ensures two things for every believer, that we would experience his fullness, and that we would experience freedom. God wants us to be both full and free. It is possible to be full but not free. It is possible to be free but not full. But God wants all of his people to experience both fullness and freedom. And even as we prepare to celebrate Independence Day, 4th of July, I shared with the Antioch Church today that the greatest day of independence is the day that Jesus set you free. Amen. Amen. So that's just a little snippet of what we shared today at the Antioch Church.
Chicago. Thank you. Thank you very much. People always, you know, they always ask the guests, some questions and you know, they want to know about certain, especially the pastor when they come on and they're not in your city. They like to hear what you're preaching about.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing. We're really, for our focus for the year is it's a new season, and we broke it into the four quarters of the year. And so the first quarter, we dealt with a new season of life in January, February, March, April, May, and June. We talked about a new season of growth. And so for July, August, and September, we're talking about a new season of fulfillment. Because we believe that God gave us life so that we could grow, and he causes us to grow so that we can experience fullness and fulfillment. And so for the last quarter of the year, October, November, December, hopefully if the Spirit is in agreement, we'll deal with a new season of praiseworthy outcomes. Because just as sure as we're full, we ought to be producing something that will result in God being praised and glorified, the church being edified, and sinners being evangelized, and Satan being terrorized. And so we just want to do those things that bring glory to God's name.
Hey man, that sounds exciting, man. I miss all the teaching and the, and being with you and running with you. I miss all that. It was a great time. I learned a lot, and I tell you, I would still be with you if you was here.
Well, listen, you can tune in. Our early service is a live broadcast. You can go to www.wbgx. The Big Gospel Express, and listen to us at from 8 o'clock to 8:30 every Sunday morning. That's our early service. It's a live radio broadcast. You can get me there, and we're working on the live streaming, and all of that should be launching very soon. And so we'll keep you informed. This won't be my last time with Tony Gill and the blog radio program. I'm proud of you too, my brother. You're doing a great work.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Now, I know you're busy and I know you got a lot going on, but I know you're coming to Houston. People are excited about, but you're coming to Houston. So let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, coming to Houston, a couple of things that are going on. First of all, I'm grateful to God for two of my hosts, Pastor Moses Jones at Greater Hope Baptist Church and Bethlehem Baptist Church, and Dr. Kenneth Campbell at Community of Faith Church. I come every year and do revivals for Pastor Moses Jones at the Greater Hope Baptist Church the last Sunday of August, and that Monday and Tuesday. But really, one of the things that's also happening this year on Saturday, August the 27th, we're conducting a workshop of ministry leaders and pastors workshop at Houston Graduate School of Theology that's located at Willow Meadows Baptist Church, 4300 West Belfort Avenue or Belfort Boulevard in Houston, Texas, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's featuring Dr. Joel Gregory out of Truett Theological Seminary in Waco, Texas, and James Brooks from the Harmony Community Church here in Chicago. He's coming down as well to share with critical concepts of self-awareness. Ken Campbell is dealing with critical preaching, and I'll be teaching a lecture on critical leadership. The Lord blessed me to write a book entitled Jigsaw Puzzle Leadership. That'll be one of the books that featured at the workshop on Saturday, August the 27th. You can go on to our website, www.majorimpact.org, www.majorimpact.org, and you can register. Registration is $80 throughout tomorrow. After tomorrow, a registration goes up to $100, and then on-site registration is $120. And so I would encourage those persons that want to save a little to do that early bird and or pre-registration. You do it best online, www.majorimpact.org, and look for the ministers and pastors. Workshop, critical leadership is the main focus for the workshop. Again, August 27th, one-day workshop, 2016, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Willow Meadows Baptist Church. We're doing this in partnership with Houston Graduate School of Theology, that is also housed on the campus of Willow Meadows Baptist Church, 4300 West Belfort Avenue. And we're excited to come, and so I'll be there that Saturday in the workshop, Sunday at Greater Hope, Monday at Greater Hope, Moses Jones, and Tuesday at Greater Hope, Moses Jones, and then Wednesday I'll be a Community of Faith with Dr. Ken Campbell to close out. It's always great to be back home, and certainly want to give a shout-out to Greater Zion Church, Pastor Punch, and all of those kind people that shared in ministry with me for some 16 years there in Houston, and so I'm just grateful to be able to come back home.
Praise God, praise God. Everybody, you know, you're always welcome. Everybody, okay, you can't wait till you come to town just to hear you preach. I'm telling you are a power preaching person. My God.
Well, thank God, man. Thank God. I just want to do God's will. That's all I want to do. God's will, do the best I can.
Chicago? What's your church located in Chicago?
We're on what they call the South Side. We're at 63rd and Stewart. We're on the 63rd and Stewart on the South Side of Chicago, just two blocks west of what we call the Dan Ryan. Can't miss us, right across the street from Inglewood High School, catty corner from St. Bernard Hospital. Can't miss us. Antioch is an iconic church and congregation, great housing development ministry there, and great outreach ministry, great youth ministry and children's ministry. God has richly blessed us to be situated in the kind of community that needs grace and love the most, which is what God always does. My father used to say, he sends his best man into the worst situation. And so Inglewood is a challenging community, but it is a blessed community as well. There are great things going on. Kennedy King has just relocated recently. It has a brand new campus. And about four blocks from us is a Whole Foods grocery store is coming in. And the St. Bernard Hospital has just recently built a new ambulatory center next to the hospital. And so there's a lot of community development going on right in the area around the church, and we're a key part of that whole process. Those are all of our partners. We work in partnership with the hospital, with the Whole Foods, with Kennedy King, and our church, and we're just happy to be a part of new life coming into that community.
Wow. And what's the general telephone number for people to call the church?
If you want to reach the church, you want to call 773-873-4433. 773-873-4433 is the main number to the church. And again, we have two services, 7:30 and 10:45 on Sundays. Our Wednesday midweek service on Wednesdays at 7. And we've got three breakout classes that we're doing currently, Dating as a Christian Adult. We're dealing with forgiveness, how to forgive when forgiveness is so difficult. And I'm teaching a series of lessons dealing with racism and religion. And then our next series of hot topics, these are our hot topics for the summer, is politics, Christians and politics, and then money. Because, you know, that's always on somebody's mind. And then... Lord have mercy. And then our third hot topic for the next set is how to tame the tongue. You know, it's an incredible time to be engaged in ministry at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church.
I have a caller, this lady, she's in Washington, D.C. She say, you might not remember her, but she says that her mother's going into surgery in the morning. She said, we throw out a short prayer for her. Her name is Miss Wanda Sanders. I don't know. Miss Wanda Sanders. She's in Washington, D.C. She went for surgery. She asked, would you throw a short prayer to her mother?
What's her mother's name?
Wanda, it's Miss Sanders.
Wanda.
Miss Sanders.
Okay. You want me to pray now, or is it?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's pray. God, our Father, we first acknowledge your excellent greatness and your awesome power. God, we know that there is none like unto thee, that you're in a class all by yourself. God, we know you to be more than a doctor. You're a healer. And so, Father, I pray for Sister Wanda as she faces a procedure that you would guide the doctor's hands, that you would be with the nurses and the medical staff, God, as they participate with you in the healing process. We pray, God, if there's any nervousness or discomfort, if there's any mental anxiety, that you would remove it right now, speak peace into the soul, the heart, and mind of my sister. God, we thank you for her faith in you and her confidence in prayer. You said ask and we would receive, and so according to your goodwill and pleasure, God, we pray for a successful procedure. We pray for a speedy recovery. We pray, God, that through this whole situation that you would get for yourself glory. God, we pray that even while she's in the hospital, in the institution, that you would use her, the salt of her life, to season those that are around her, and the light of her life to shine upon those, as you've called us to be the salt and light in this dark and tasteless world. We thank you for this opportunity to pray for a sister. We thank you for this instrument of technology that allows us to be in contact with one another. And so, God, we just thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. This we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sake we do pray. Amen. 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 What an honor.
Thank you.
What an honor. What a privilege. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'll be listening for the praise report next Sunday. Or do you come on every day, Tony?
Every Sunday. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Yeah, I'll be waiting for the praise report from Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, because they're always calling in, and they people all over, they would be listening from all over, and they call in, they ask for prayer, you know, and I just always, I don't wait. If they say pray right now, I just say, no, go ahead, pray.
Yeah, that's what I believe, too. Somebody asks you to pray right there, because all that I'm praying for you, and then you don't never pray for the person. That's not right.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you, Pastor Duke, for being here tonight, and taking out your time for being with us tonight. But right before I let you go, anything else you want to say before I let you go? Cause I want to introduce you to someone on the line. He's a bishop. He's a pastor, too, named Vincent Leslie. I got to find what city he's in. But he's a saxophone. He's a pastor. I want to introduce you to him before you go. He's on the line.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody, for the Major Impact Workshop for church leaders and pastors. Don't forget, August the 27th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can go to www.majorimpact.org to register. You can also request a copy of my book, Jigsaw Puzzle Leadership, on that same website. We'll be in Houston that Saturday, August the 27th, at 4300 West Belford, on the campus of Willow Meadows Baptist Church, in cooperation with the Houston Graduate School of Theology. Dr. Furr is the president, and we're just grateful to be able to share principles of leadership, preaching, self-awareness to church leaders and pastors in the greater Houston area. God bless you, and thank you, Reverend Gill, for this opportunity. And I miss you being on that organ, man, behind me, helping a brother close.
You don't need no help. I thank God you gave me the opportunity to learn a lot from you. For sure. I'll give you an opportunity. It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
You fed me, though. You fed me good every day. I can tell that. You fed me good every day.
That's a blessing. So you want me to hang on the line and meet the bishop?
He's here now, because I want to introduce you. You know, he's a pastor. He might want to get involved and everything. I'm going to bring him on right now. And also, Pastor Duke, I want to do hopefully I can bring, you and Pastor Mo Jones and Pastor Kimball all at one time. I can bring all on at one time.
Well, we'll see if we can't make that happen over the next week or two.
Yeah, that'd be great, so people can know it, and that'd be really exciting. I'd like to do that. Let's see if I can get Bishop Vincent. Bishop Vincent, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am, Brother Gill. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Okay, I just hear a lot of background noise, but I can hear you.
Okay. Is this better?
Yeah.
Is that better, sir?
Yeah, that's much better. That's much better. I want to introduce you to Pastor Gerald Dew out of Chicago, Illinois. Pastor Andy, I want you to meet Pastor Dew. This is Bishop Vincent Lesbitt, Pastor Dew.
Bishop,
Hello, Pastor
how are
Dew,
you this
you?
Evening?
Man, I'm great. How about yourself, sir?
I'm thanking God for Jesus and the favor that he has bestowed on my life. Now,
amen. Amen.
I pray you had a great day in the Lord today.
Man, it was amazing. As the old preachers would say, it was a mountaintop experience, and it was pure pandemonium.
Only in God can pandemonium be a good thing.
Right. Only in God. It was pandemonium, Pastor.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good. I've got to come and experience that. Now, are you in Houston?
I am not, sir. We are right here in Duluth, Georgia, which is the suburbs of Atlanta. I have the great pleasure of pastoring what I believe is the best church on this side of the equator, Abundant Life Worship Center. We're so excited. Our motto is just real people with real issues looking for real answers. And, Pastor, we're just trying to be relevant in this last hour.
I see. Well, listen, if you do that, man, people are hungry for what's going to help them now.
Amen.
You know, and
amen.
Jesus was the kind of Savior that dealt with what people needed. And I tell people all the time that he didn't give sight to the lame man.
And he didn't
feed the leper. You know, he met people at their point of need. You know,
so often,
you know, we're so busy trying to promote what we're trying to do that we fail to really minister to people at their point of need. So I'm glad you keep it real and relevant, you know, and trying to give practical solutions to these challenging problems in these critical times.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. And God is honoring that. I believe by remaining relevant, the anointing is able to flow freely. Sometimes we can become so learned and so educated that the Holy Ghost himself is not able to flow. I remember when Jesus was getting ready to pick his disciples, he walked right past the synagogues, right past the religious folk, right past all the people who had credentials and said, I'm going to go grab me some fishermen, and I'm going to teach them how to do what they're already doing, but doing it in the kingdom now. So that's what I believe. God is raising up people who are humble and who have a servant's mindset instead of I have to be served mindset. And there is a difference, Pastor.
Man, there is a great difference. There's a great difference. That's what Jesus said. I didn't come to serve, to be served, but I came to serve. And then said, and to give my life.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man of God.
There you go. So that's the whole prerequisite for following him. You know, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, when God calls a man, he bids him come and die. You know,
amen.
So until there's the death of self, there cannot be the life of Christ, you know, expressed through our lives until self dies. Man, you're
absolutely
an incredible brother, boy. You're Duluth, Georgia. I got to get down there, man.
Well, man, I look forward to us connecting. And, you know, with technology the way it is, Brother Gill, I appreciate you for allowing my path to collide, not just cross, but collide with this great pastor. Even the word of wisdom and knowledge that you shared earlier in the interview was very, very impactful. So I look forward to us being able to fellowship and meet up soon.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. Tony, give me some individual contact information.
Yes.
I put my church number out there, but, you know, I don't want to do anything further than that without,
you know,
being on a secured situation. You understand. So he'll make sure that we connect. And, man, listen, be in prayer for our workshop in August. You know, if you're in the Houston area, you know, stop by. If you've got friends in the Houston area, encourage them to attend, and it'll be a rich blessing for them. We've done that same workshop here in the Chicago area. We do it in cooperation with Northern Theological Seminary out in Lombard, which is a northwest suburb of Chicago. And it's very rich and rewarding, you know, for all who participate. So I just thank God for this opportunity.
Amen. Well, I will be in prayer for it, and anybody that I know that's in the area, I definitely channel to those events and seminars, sir.
Thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right. That's great. That's great. It's all about, you know, connection and getting people together. Thank you, Dr. Pastor Dew, for being here tonight. I thank you very much. Now, I know you're going to be back again.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss doing this again for nothing in the world. And then I got to keep an eye on you, too. You understand?
I hear you.
Now, that's going back 25 years for the people that's listening.
Years.
They don't have a clue.
I know it. They don't have a clue.
All right, Gil, man, you better play some music.
I will.
Somebody out there.
I will be right back.
But, man, listen, when I first called in, though, you had Percy Gray and Chicago Mass playing God Is My Everything. I said, now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. All right.
I got Joshua Troop. I'm going to do some Joshua Troop. I got Joshua Troop and your boy with Donald Lawrence and Hezekiah. I got all them guys, man.
Yeah, man, y'all give me a little of that. You shooting off fireworks, Gil? That's what that is.
Not even me. That's somebody else.
Oh, okay. not a problem.
We'll be right back.
I'm having a great time tonight. I'm telling you, it's always having a great time. You all being here with us tonight. I'm going to tell them the show. I'm waiting for our next guest. He's been on before for a minute, but we're going to bring him right back on now. So we're going to talk to him for a few minutes, y'all. We got the bishop himself, Vincent Leslie. Bishop, how you doing?
I'm great, and you, Brother Gil?
I'm doing fabulous. Great to have you on the show. You've been listening, tuning in. You've been patiently waiting.
Amen. Patience is a virtue, my friend. It's a virtue.
I'm glad you got a chance to meet Pastor Dude. That's going to be a great connection for you both. You know, it'll be a great connection. He's a powerful man of God in Chicago. It's going to be really a good relationship.
Well, I look forward to it. Just the nuggets that he shared in that short period of time. You know, I learned years ago, if you want to know how powerful someone is going to be for the next 45 minutes, the first 45 seconds will give you an indication of that. So just in the short period of time that he shared that information intrigued me, and I look forward to an ongoing relationship and fellowship with him.
Amen. Amen. That's going to be really exciting. So how you doing today?
I am wonderful. One of my better sayings for 2016 is, if I was any better, man of God, I would have to be two people.
I like that. I had to be two people.
This is too much joy for one person. It's too much joy for my father. If it was any more, I had to be two.
I heard that. I've been watching some of your videos you've been putting out there. You know, I've been seeing them on Facebook. I've been checking them out and listening to them. Powerful speaker.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, our prayers, I was speaking with the pastor earlier, is to be relevant, not to be deep, not to be over the top when it comes to my ability to exegete scripture, but to be relevant to the people. Man of God, some years ago, the Lord shared or broke a scripture down to me when he says, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. But what I realize is, if the right word is not given to a point where a person understands it, if you live by the word, you can die by not having it effectively. So some years ago, I transitioned my ministry to becoming as simple as I possibly could. And in that, like I said earlier, the motto was birth real people with real issues, looking for real answers. Because, Brother Gil, there's people out here that's going through some real stuff right now. They go to church, and by the time they get out, hell has hit their house, hit their situation,
Amen.
And they're not
changing. Yes.
And so I understand that there's a difference in going to church to be motivated versus being mobilized to change. And so for years, we've watched people just go and get emotionally aroused, but they're not motivated to change. And so that's what this ministry is all about. And we're so thankful God is honoring his word one person at a time, one family at a time, which is allowing our church to make a difference.
Amen, amen. And tell everybody again where your church is located. Give them the address and the phone number.
It's Abundant Life Worship Center in Duluth, Georgia, 3940 Beaufort Highway, Duluth, Georgia, 30096. Our phone number is 770-476-3838. I will say this, one of the other ways to communicate with us is we have a full-service database where conveniently from your cell phone you can text 55469 life, LIFE, and that will connect you with our database and our mobile website, and anything you want to know concerning our ministry will be found in that location.
Give them that address again, the phone number.
55469, text life, LIFE.
Amen, amen. That's fantastic. That's great. That's really good. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, y'all got in the midweek service going on? The midweek service? Or?
Absolutely, sir. We do have a Tuesday noonday prayer from 12 to 1. We have an hour of power in the Word Bible study every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30 that's actually live streamed via Periscope and Facebook Live. So just because you're not in the Atlanta area does not mean that you can't tune in. These same services, our Sunday morning services are live streamed through those outlets as well. Again, Periscope and Facebook Live. Then our Sunday morning services, Sunday at 10:30 a.m.
Amen, amen. That's good information to know. When people are always looking for somewhere to go, when they're out of town, they'll always be trying to find somewhere to go.
Amen, amen. Well, we welcome you with open arms, with open arms. Our motto when it comes to visitors is being as friendly and inviting as possible. Because we understand when that happens, an atmosphere is created for healing, deliverance, restoration, and being made whole, sir.
Amen, amen. I said also, you not only that, but you are an amazing saxophone player, and you got a new single out. Did you write this song when you returned?
I was one of the writer/artists concerning it, but it's amazing because there's a story connected to it. Brother Gil,
okay.
I started playing saxophone when I was at age 12, and I really wasn't a good saxophone player at all. I was borderline horrible. but going into my ninth grade year, I had a great teacher and a great mentor that motivated me and said, you can do this. And so I started practicing a little more. And God literally raised me from the pit to the palace when it came to my saxophone playing. I went from being one of the worst you've ever heard to being a top-notch horn player. In high school, I was able to play alongside artists and share the stage with major recording artists throughout Nashville and the entire Southeast. I went to school on a full-fledged scholarship. Playing in cathedrals of 50,000 people plus. So God really opened doors. However, Brother Gil, I went through a transition in my life where I put my horn down for almost a decade, for 10 years where I didn't play anything. But see, what I love about God is when the Bible says your gift will make room for you and bring you before the great man, just because
That's
you
right.
make a decision not to do something doesn't mean that God changed his mind concerning it. So the 10 years of silence, I almost felt like the silence that was between Malachi and Matthew where God wasn't talking at all. It was just silence. But I will say this, when the unction came again for me to pick up my horn, it was like I never skipped a beat. And man of God, I've only been playing again consistently for a couple years now. But in the meantime, God has released my first single, and we're in the process now of recording a full-fledged album. I have one of the greatest support structure in place. First of all, my lovely wife, First Lady artist Leslie, she supports me. She moves forward with me.
Oh, yeah.
I have an amazing management group, Axe Management. Uh-huh. I need you all to understand, if you're looking for any form of management or consulting when it comes to music or any part of the entertainment issue, this is the management company for you. The CEO is Felicia Leslie, and I just wanted to put that plug out there and let the whole world know.
I know that's
you're
right.
Looking for a backing that has a heart after God is the company and the woman for you.
Amen. Amen. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll make sure you were there. Okay, amen.
Okay,
your act management. I've been knowing them for a long time. They sent me a lot of artists through my show, and it's been a great relationship.
Amen. Amen. Awesome.
It's good. So now we're gonna listen to the song for everybody to hear. You know, you return, and we're gonna talk to you again when we come right back. How's that?
Okay, sir.
All right, y'all, here we come. When you return, Vincent M. Leslie.
The best hit music. Every time you turn us on.
Every time you turn us on, there's another hit song coming on.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not ready for you, guess I'll have to stay in this old land. Teach me how to stay faithful to you. Because of your grace and your mercy, I won't miss the chance to be brand new. No, 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 no.
Brian Foster is actually the lead vocalist, and Bernard Miller is not only the engineer, but the executive producer. He did all of the musical instruments outside of me playing the saxophone. So Bernard Miller is actually the driving force, and the lead vocalist is Brian Foster.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is great. That's great. And the new project and the finished project y'all working on now, is the guy they all working with you too or what?
Yes. We will have that same structure as well as some other artists that will be incorporated in as well.
Okay. All right. So you got the fast tones?
We will. Yeah. That's actually I don't want to put it out there too quick, but just because it's you, Brother Gil, I'm going to let you know. It's called I Die Daily. It's coming down the pipe.
You know what, man? I got a track. I got a track that I'm doing. I got a new single that's coming out pretty soon. It's called "If My People, Which Are Called by My Name, Shall Humble Themselves and Pray, and Seek My Face and Turn from Their Wicked Ways." You know what that is, right? In the word.
Absolutely. That's
yeah,
in
I got
nothing Chronicles.
Yes, right. Yeah, I got a song called "If My People."
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful.
And what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna text you when I got the phone, so you can. So either you, send me the email address. I'm gonna send you this track today.
Okay.
And I want you to listen to the track. Tell me what you think and see how you can put in on this, man. It's awesome. You're gonna love it. You might even want to put it on your project. It's nice. You're gonna love it.
Outstanding. Well, I would be honored, Brother Gill. So I look forward to the email, listening to the track, and as soon as I already know I'm going to love it just from the fact it's word-based. When you say, if my people will call by my name, see, those are not his lyrics. Those are God's lyrics. So how dare
those
I
are God's lyrics.
An opportunity? Yeah, those are God's lyrics. That's what Chronicles said. So I'm already in. I can tell you that before I hear the track, sir.
you go love it, man, and you know if we can get a nice tenor to do the lead on it, it'll be awesome. So I've been searching for a real nice tenor. I got a few tenors I've been checking out, but you know I might just let you find a tenor where you are. Once you get to hear the track and get to working with it, you're gonna really love it.
Amen. Well, I'm excited already, and I look forward to it, man.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure I'll text you. I got your number. Text you this. I can get your email. I got it already. I just sent it to AC Management. You'll get it.
Okay, outstanding. That sounds like a winner.
You'll get it. So anything else you want to say before I let you go? Any shout-outs or anything, any encouragement you want to say to the people and get information again before we let you go?
Well, I will say alongside of Abundant Life Worship Center, me and my wife have just launched an amazing ministry that's entitled Leslie Lessons of Love. And it's actually a relationship enhancement program, where no matter where you are in life, this program is going to be able to meet you right where you are. It's for singles, those that are looking to get married, those that may be married, and even those that are divorced. And Brother Gill, the reason why this program is so important is there are things that at each phases of those of your life, if you're not biblically settled in the principles of God, you will try to manipulate yourself to the next step without being ready. So this is designed that if you're a single person, to teach you how to be a biblical single person that's whole. Because if you're a whole person, you're going to attract a whole person when you start talking about being engaged. And then once you engage, what does marriage look like? See, it's something to say the person that I'm attracted to that I want to be married to. But once you engage, having a biblical template of what marriage is, and maybe you're married right now and your marriage may be marginal, or your marriage may be good. This enhancement program is going to teach you how to take your marriage from good to great. And unfortunately, if you find yourself in a position where the marriage didn't work out, you're divorced. How do you, at that point, get your life back? How do you create a new identity in Christ to prepare to move forward? So we're excited because we'll be covering all kinds of topics. Conflict resolution, how to communicate effectively, how to have real intimacy, whether the church is not in your bedroom, but you're able to align yourself and be pleased by your spouse. So we're just excited. You can follow us on Periscope at Lessons of Love 1. Lessons of Love 1, that's Periscope and Twitter. If you're on Facebook, is Leslie Lessons of Love. So we're excited. We'll be doing every Tuesday night starting July the 12th. We'll be on Facebook Live and Periscope driving these points home and really causing relationships in the kingdom to be balanced. Brother Gill, there's no longer a need for the divorce rate in the church. to be the same right. as the divorce rate in the world. And right now it is. So I believe this is an answer to the question mark that's over the church. So we're excited about that. And I thank you so much for allowing me an opportunity to come on and just share with us, sir.
Amen. We're glad to have you. I'm definitely going to have you back again. I like your spirit. I like you, what you bring, you know, to the people of God, you know. And somebody said in New York, they enjoy your song, so they're going to be listening for your other music to come out.
Amen. Well, God bless you, New York. Thank you so much.
People from all around, they always listen and they always make comments. And that's what we like, when people make comments about what's going on.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you again for being with us tonight. I'm going to send you that track tonight. Now, you're going to hear some horns on it, but we can remove those horns and you can put it in those spots. But once you check out the track and everything, you feel like what you want to do, because I'm going to change it around. But you're going to like it when you hear it. I'm going to send you the words, too.
Okay. Outstanding. Again, Brother Gil, I'll be looking in my inbox. I look forward to hearing it and moving forward on how we can record on it, sir.
Amen. Thank you again, and thank AAC Management and everybody for you being here, your wife for you being here, man, for the great relationship that she brings. She's a great woman, and she knows she got herself together. She about business.
Oh man, she is about business. You hear me?
She about that lady there is about business. I tell you that like it is.
Absolutely.
She's a friend of mine forever. She's a friend of mine forever.
Awesome. They hard to come by. So when you have
that's
one,
right.
you got to hold on to it.
You better believe it. Be trustworthy and integrity and a person about your word and about each other. And that's what it all takes, what it's all about.
Absolutely, sir. Again, thank you so much, sir.
You're very welcome. I'm going to play this song again because people want to hear it. People say they want to hear your song again, so I'm going to play it again right now.
You want to hear the song again?
Okay,
sir.
Yeah, we'll hear it again. So, all right, so good. You know, thank you for being here, and definitely going to get you back on again.
All right. Thank you. And I look forward to it.
Here it is again, y'all.
Okay.
No problem. When you return, Mr. M. Leslie. Y'all check him out. Look him up, y'all. Rest for you. It is again. When you return.
I'm but a child.
Listen. Listening.
But I understand. If I'm not ready for you, guess I'll have to stay in this old land. Teach me how to stay. Because of your grace and your mercy, I won't miss the chance to be brand new. No, 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 no.
The rapture is coming, no, I don't know.
No, no, no.
Jesus will be with me to the end.
Will you be ready when Jesus comes back for me and for you?
With you,
with you, Lord.
been a good day. It has been a good day. I've had some heartaches and pain, a little sunshine and rain, some up, some down, some smile and some frown. But it's been a good day. Yes, it has. Thank you, love. Been a good day. Yes, it has. Cause I've got my help and strength. And I know that I'm in time. It's been a good day. And I thank God for it. It's been a good day. I've been lied on and cheated, talked about and mistreated, up and down, had some smiles, had some frowns. Oh, it's been a good day. Take a little time to thank God for it. I want to thank God for it. I want to thank God for it. I want to thank God for it. All of my help and strength. And then to know that I'm in time. Need I take a little more? Over my head, for you still piece of bread.